Yes, hi, good afternoon. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the... Sir?
Okay.
Yes, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems that are facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak to Mr. Frank?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. Mr. Frank, now... Mr. Frank Multato, okay. Sir, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
34 years, I think.
34 years, okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Bricklayer, cement mason?
Tile mechanic.
Tile setter, tile or marble finisher?
Tile setter, yes.
Okay. Awesome. And on the last job you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, improver?
Foreman.
Okay.
Foreman.
All right. Thank you. And yes or no, sir, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired. Okay.
Well, I didn't retire from the bricklayers yet, but I'm non-active.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work? Over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I actually retired from the local 2 years ago.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have...
Necessary? It might have been necessary, but I did not.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, sir, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm going to say fewer.
Fewer construction projects, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I can't honestly say. I'm going to guess it's less. I don't know.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes, I'm sure there are.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now, sir?
I think it's going to be more.
More? Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, sir, do you believe that in the next two or three years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I would say about the same.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
I can't really answer that. Like I said, I haven't been in the field in 2 years. You know, if you ask me how it was when I worked, then I can answer that.
Okay. All right. And yes or no, sir, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
In person.
Okay. And for each of the following, sir, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
Have I participated? No, I have not.
No? Okay. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Like I said, I can't answer that.
All right. Sir, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are the least likely to get your news from.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit in the beginning. Can you say that again, please?
Absolutely, sir, not a problem. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, Please rank the following news sources from the ones that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Radio?
No, I'm not going to say that, no.
Okay. Print or online newspapers?
No.
The internet or social media?
Yes.
Okay. Friends and neighbors?
Yes.
Cable news, local TV news programming?
No.
Okay. All right. Let me see right here. Okay. Now moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, healthcare, the environment, education, jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, or something else?
All of the above.
All of the above?
Yes.
And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I have heard of it.
How much would you say you have seen, heard, or read? A lot, some, or just a little?
A little.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I would say it's very important.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I can't answer that.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, sir, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in the dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I'm going to say I support the auto workers. I don't know much about their issues. You know.
Okay, and do you support that side much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Okay. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president overall.
How do I write that?
Do you approve or disapprove? Strongly approve? Disapprove? Strongly disapprove. Or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. And what about immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
The economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Healthcare?
I can't answer that.
Okay, not a problem. And what about support for labor unions?
I'm not a fan of the president, but I can't say that either. I don't know what he's done for the labor unions. I know he says he supports them, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. And do you disapprove or approve of the way that Congress is handling its job?
I approve.
Is that a strongly approve or a somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or the chances 50-50?
I will vote.
You're almost certain?
Yes.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, from who would you vote, sir?
I'm not going to answer.
Okay, not a problem. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes, I find it useful.
Thank you. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It was good.
Sure.
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay. Now, these are open-ended questions, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I would say they keep their wages as competitive as they can.
Keep wages as competitive as they can?
Yes.
As they can. Okay. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Getting work.
Getting work?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. We're almost done here. And now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, email, mail, text messages, job site?
I'm going to say, you mean from my local or from the BSA?
From your local.
The best way, I would say through meetings.
Through meetings? Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple of times a year.
A couple of times a year. Okay. And let me see right here. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, not a problem. Do you think yourself as a closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
What is my what?
Race.
Oh, white.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes for my supervisors, can I just have your first name?
Frank.
Frank. Okay. Okay, Frank, thank you very much. This concludes your survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a blessed evening, sir.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.